Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is about how to reach out to someone you admire. I recently read a fascinating article in Harvard Business Review from my friend Dori Clark on this topic. Dori, the author of Stand Out, is a personal branding expert and runs courses and conferences on how to become a recognized expert. As she wrote in HBR, we all have professional idols we'd like to meet. Sometimes we might luck into getting to say hello at a conference or having a mutual friend who can introduce us. But often, despite our suspicions that we have a lot in common with and could even be friends with our heroes, they remain out of reach. Dori notes that she's been on both sides of this equation. Sometimes people reach out to her, and sometimes she's reaching out to her idols. How to do this well? In her article, she suggests four strategies. First, establish your credibility. When you send a networking request, it's important to immediately set yourself apart as someone worth knowing, Dori writes. For instance, when I recently wrote to a prominent film director, I started the note by citing our shared alumni affiliation. And because I wanted to inquire about adapting one of his films into a musical, mentioning the prominent shows that had been created by graduates of the musical theater workshop I'm in. If you make it clear that you are credible and not just some random guy interested in famous people, you're far more likely to get your note read and responded to. Second, offer value. Dori notes that your idol is likely to view all queries skeptically, as she should. High-profile people get all sorts of random requests, so you need to demonstrate how you can help. Dori notes that right before she was scheduled to speak in Denmark, she got a note from someone who lived in Copenhagen. This person didn't just ask to meet for coffee in order to pick her brain. Those requests are incredibly boring. Instead, this person mentioned that she was a fashion designer and a stylist, and that Copenhagen had all sorts of wonderful shops. She offered to take Dori on a personal shopping tour. With the holidays coming up, this was actually appealing. As Dori notes, we ended up spending more than half a day together, and we're still in touch. Third, Dori suggests that you highlight what makes you interesting, even if it's not directly relevant to your idol's career. Why? Successful people like connecting with other interesting people because it feels like fun, not work, she writes. And yet so often they're approached by people taking the role of supplicants who only want to ask questions and glean wisdom. It's flattering at first, but with enough volume, it can become exhausting. So one secret is to position yourself as a peer who is notable in your own right. If you've done something really cool, like serving in the military as a fighter pilot, or visiting 100 countries, or have a sideline writing music, these little details will make you stand out and increase the chances of a response. Of course, you're not guaranteed a response, and so Dori notes that the last strategy is to make it clear that you have no expectations. As she writes, even if your pitch is well-crafted, your idols might be in a busy period and simply don't have time to connect. You get extra points then for empathizing with the situation and addressing it up front. She notes that too many people reach out with an extraordinary level of entitlement, asking for free things, a significant introduction, or a lot of time. When you, as Dori says, show an awareness of your hero's circumstances, explaining that you don't want to take up too much time in their schedule, you set yourself apart in a positive way. So who will you reach out to today? Use these strategies and you just might add someone fascinating to your network. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening, and here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.